Dear GMCTE, U of S, one of the things that you mentioned in your message, Introduction to Personal Learning Networks, was that the technology changes. It certainly does, because in this video in Go Animate, there are two wonderful pirate characters. I visited Go Animate recently and couldn't find them. I wonder why. The video presents a discussion in which one character says it's not about the technology, and indeed it shouldn't be. Let's take it at its most basic. What do we have here? Painting materials. Huge containers, each containing different colours of paint, arranged as they are in the Creative Commons image painting materials, they look pretty, but they form just the basic materials. Like looking at the list of technologies voted by visitors of C4LPD, for example, just technology. Have you ever heard someone talk of technology by just throwing the word around and then you realise, do they really know what the technology can actually do? Let's take the painting materials analogy further. It's not a matter only of seeing the different colours in their containers, although I imagine that alone could be an art installation. It's a matter of taking them out of the pots and starting to use them. Maybe, as in the painting time picture, another Creative Commons image, you might need a little help. Maybe you're the helper. But now the painting materials are being used. Something is happening here. I see the young learner in the picture choosing one of the colours and creating a swathe of that colour across the paper. It doesn't matter that he's getting a lot of paint on his garment, as it's a protective item of clothing. It doesn't matter what the colour is, it's his choice. It doesn't matter that only he might know what he's trying to represent in his painting. What's important is that he's learning, and the painting materials are helping him to learn. So, some of the technology, just like the materials, is quite easy to apply. But the technology is just a tool. How it's used is just another thing. The learning is the important part. What would have happened if the painting materials were dry and there was no water available? It would have been virtually impossible and very frustrating for our young artist. So it is of some technology. There can be barriers, such as usability, which stop us from engaging with the technology. What if there wasn't the helper there? The painting would perhaps have been the worse for the lack of social interaction. In any case, I know that I, as a learner, like to receive encouragement. Although I wouldn't mind someone encouraging me to paint, I might not like it too much if they added their brushstroke to my painting. So, learners are all different. They will use the technology in different ways. Some might use the blue paint, some the red. I could carry on with the painting materials analogy, but perhaps you might think about other pieces of technology that you use and realise it's not about the technology, it's about the learning. Anne Dickinson, March 2014.